Father in heaven, we're so thankful, such a privilege, just being your child. Father, when we think there's so many that don't even know you, Father God, we just thank you for that special, 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 that nothing else can take the place of what you mean to us. Father, we thank you that you're so real, you're so above normal, you're above anything that we can imagine. And Father, your word declares that you wait, you long for your children to come home to be with you. And Father, for us down here, we think a little bit morbid sometimes when we think about leaving this place, but this world. But in your eyes, you see it as a different way. This is just a dressing place for eternity. It's a preparation place that we choose whichever direction we wish to go. And Father God, we thank you that you're so willing for all people to be able to choose. They can choose to receive you or choose to reject you. Father, we thank you for that very special. We could not have received it without Jesus, without your special Son, paying in full, that we paid a debt that we could not pay, no way that we could bought our way into heaven. Father, you give us a very free pardon for everlasting life. Father, we just thank you. We thank you for thy mighty Spirit, for the mighty blessings. Lord, we thank you for what you've done, we are doing. Father, we thank you that we are that engrafted seed that you want to move upon us as only you can, Father God. And we just praise you this day. We thank you this day for the needs out there in the going through the world today. We pray for those needs tonight. We pray for those who are going through struggles, through times of discouragement, through times of temptation, through times of hurting, some and pain and all, and need a healing, need the healing touch of Jesus. Father, we pray for these this night. We pray that they might receive that blessing. Whatever their need is tonight, we just pray that you might meet that need for these this night. Father, as they would call upon you and meet that need and help them, help your people this night, Lord, that you might encourage them for a greater walk, a greater desire to serve you, Lord God. Father, we just praise you. We give you glory and honor. And we thank you for the liberty. We thank you for thy special pardon. We thank you for thy freedom. Where your Spirit is, there is liberty. And Lord, we thank you that you are the way, the truth, and life. Through the name of Jesus, the only way we can get to heaven. We thank you for that. We thank you that we've accepted Jesus as our personal Savior, because we know that you only look upon those who have come through Jesus. No one can be saved without having Jesus in their life. And Father, we thank you for that privilege this night. Father, we thank you for that goodness. Father, we thank you for your provisions. We thank you for keeping us this day, and we thank you for providing for us. We thank you for keeping us well this day, Lord. We thank you for all the many wonderful things that you've done for us. Father, we thank you that our bodies still function. We thank you that our heads and everything about us, Father God, where the things that go into our minds are right this night. We thank you for all those good things that you keep us under. You spared us another day, and we thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. You know, there's Jesus gave a parable, must be some 2,000 years ago probably, and he talked to the disciples and told them that whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken to him as a wise man which built his house upon the rock. You know, a lot of times I watch the Weather Channel, and it shows us, the other day I seen this flood and how the flood had come down. This one house had a double story, but it didn't. It must have been a basement, what we've seen, because the dirt was actually all washed away. But it was had been, years before, had it been put on a solid rock, and still standing. Everything else was all gone, and everything else was down the river. And that was the only thing, because that really touched my heart, seeing that one lonely house, it withheld itself, all that serious, what it went through. And that's a lot of our lives. Jesus said he would liken us as a wise man that built our house on the rock. You know, when we go to build houses, most times, most people choose. They, young married couples, they go out and view the property and view wherever they put the house here, and that's where it's going to be. Those things are very special, but where we put our life and build our life is beyond imagination, because the worth of it. And I really believe that we need to take earnest heed the things that we've heard, lest any time we should let them slip. I believe that when we build our house upon the solid rock, it's like we're doing everything that we can do, what is obtainable by the Word. The Bible says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. So God's word is very powerful, very special, and it should be a desire to each of his children to love his word, to love what he has in his word. Feel that response that touches your soul. It just touches you every time you hear those words. They're like life coming into your being. They're just like oracles from God coming in your soul. They build you up. They take you and move upon you. As you read the word of God, it moves upon your life in a very special way. And those words, we just don't hear them. We must act upon the words. We must receive them. It's like building a house. You just don't get a bunch of lumber out here or whatever. And you've got to order the right things, and then you've got to do some work with that building. You've got to cut pieces. You've got to hammer, whatever. I'm not a carpenter, but they got to do whatever they have to do to get that house where it will stand up, where it will look like something wonderful after they get it together, and it will endure the storms of life. The house is the same way. They want them where the wind just doesn't stop them. Your house, you want it where a 50-mile-an-hour wind comes through here, it's going to be here tomorrow. And that's the way with our life. We need, but this storm of life, we can never tell exactly what we're going to face. God only knows. But we sometimes go through times of storms, troubles, when the waves of life hit us in all directions. And if we don't have the Lord Jesus in our life, we're not grounded and established on the Word of God. We need to be grounded and established on the Word of God, that we have our deepness and our strength goes down in below where we are. It's like an anchor, sure. It's a way that keeps us in line from God Himself. And we need to take heed to our lives, that we would build our lives in the Lord Jesus Christ. God so loved us, He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The Bible says, there is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. There's a lot of scriptures in God's Word that really takes, if you'll read them, it brings you to that place that we're not having a guarantee on heaven. God gives us a lot of special things. It says, call on me and I will answer thee and show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Greater is He that's within you. But you know, we can take those wonderful words, but then if we lose faith and we lose heart, we've dropped all but what we've gained. So we must really work on building our life. Without faith is impossible to please God, for He is a rewarder to those that diligently seek Him. So that's faith is part of it. The Word is part of it. The alignment of Jesus is part of it. But we need to work. And God is as a master builder, but He understands us and views us as a father, not as someone that knows everything. God could simply say, well, He's so far up there that He couldn't even. But He comes and visits our heart. He comes down to help us. He comes down to supply our every needs. He's there available. It's hard for me and my little mind to understand how God is, how I would want to even have time with someone like me. But He does. He cares for us. He cares more than anything. He really cares for us. But He gives, you know, it's like I see it so vividly. He made it like it is because He gave us all the reins in life. We can either go for Him, or we can go halfway for Him, or we can just go to church on Sunday and play church through the middle of the week. There's a lot of different things that we can go, and some people are doing those things. But I believe the Bible says, seek ye first His kingdom, and then all these things shall be added. You put Him first. If God be for you, who could be against you? And I want God to be for me. I don't want Him to be against me. He give us great power. Greater is He that's within us, He that's in the world. So we have a lot of pluses as long as we go God's way. We go our way and we lose out. People might say, well, I'm a person that want to do it myself. Well, that might be all right, but it'd be like me trying to build a nice home. I just haven't got the qualifications. And that's the way we are about building our own life. We haven't got the right qualifications. We might strive, we might do the best we can do, but our good is may not be good enough. The best that we can do may not be good enough. It may not be as good as what you need to keep this house ship shape. This house will stand, and this house will shine. God wants this house not to just He wants to shine like a vessel of praise. He wants to shine the glory of God. He wants to be the light of God shining out of this house, that it shines brilliantly for His glory. So we need to work on our house. It's a house that needs a lot of tension. It needs cleaning once in a while. You know, I see, and I understand how it is too, the last few years, but it takes a lot of care keeping a house just clean. Not painting it, but just plain keeping it clean is a big chore. Wiping down everything and keeping everything ship-shaped, you might call it, is quite a task. I really admire my wife and the women for doing such a wonderful job, because I don't think us men have got the right stuff really to keep them clean like they keep it clean. And it seems like it's easy for them, but it's hard for me. And cleaning house is not an easy job. I'm just doing something this afternoon, but it's not an easy task. And that's the way life is. It's not going to be easy keeping this vessel clean. Keep this vessel above praise. If this vessel would not be worthy, it's like a vessel that goes in the ocean. It's seaworthy. And we need a like our vessel, that we're seaworthy. We can go in any place if God sends us, and we can be there and have the assurance that He will keep us, that we have built our house right, and through that building our house right, that we can stand upon the solid rock, and we can have faith in that we're going to live triumphant in Him. We try, and God gives Him. We are more than conquerors through Him which loved us. The Bible says, the rain descended, and came, and that house stood fast. But the foolish man built his house upon the sand. And the foolish man is like the one that hears the word of God, but yet it doesn't really sink in his heart. He just lets it in for a day, and pretty soon he says, well, it's not really that much to it. And he goes, a light suggestion. You know, somebody, you might think there's people that say, well, I just thought about it, but that's the end. That thought was just for an instant, and that's the end of what you were supposed to be thinking of. Many times that's what we do. We dismiss things too fast. We dismiss them out of our minds, that we're no longer plagued with that. And a lot of time God deals with it. He says, my child, I'm working with you. Abstain from that, what you're facing. We're all there. We don't see it. We don't feel it. And pretty soon we miss it. And when we miss it, we've missed out. But God, there's hope for us. If we build our houses wrong, God will help us reestablish while we still got time. The day coming when I believe that we're going to have a seaworthy house for the God that can stand against the storms of life, that we can be able to go against whatever comes our way, and we have that love, that glory of God, that brightness of His glory upon us, that when our light shines, we have that brilliancy of the glory of God upon us, that visitation of God be for us, who can be against us. But I believe there is some ways that can truly ruin our house too, because I believe that God, if we forsake the reading of His word, even after we build it, we've done, and then pretty soon we say, well, you know, I don't need to read God's word anymore. I know it all, and I know enough of it. Pretty soon we're backsliding, and we're coming down. We've lost that first love. We lost what we once had, and we've got it like a house. We got to continually work on that house. Tomorrow they're going to start taking the roof off of the house that I had, put a roof on it last year, but apparently fellows that put it on is not correct. So I'm not going to argue with them. They must know more than I do, so it's going to be coming off and going to put a new roof on it. And that's the way life is. If we make mistakes, we just got to go back and redo it. I mean, no, it hurts you. And you say, why did that happen? Why did I trust someone or all this? And still it becomes under us. God says, straighten up, my child. You'll have to answer for ourselves. Each one of us, we stand before God in that day when we stand before Jesus. We're going to have to answer for Richard, for Tom, Dick, and Harry. We're going to have to answer for that one. The Bible says, it's appointed unto man once a night, then comes the judgment. So I believe that each one of us really need to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. Pray in the Spirit. Building up yourself in the most holy faith. Praying in the Word of God. Praying without ceasing. The Bible says, pray without ceasing. Everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. Will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. We need to pray as we've never prayed before. We need to call upon God. We need to be faithfully searching for God. We need to bring ourselves presentable to every day. Lord, I'm here. I want to do Thy will, Lord. I want to call upon You on this day. I want to do Thy will. We have to take
accountability even after we build our house, that our house stays in right attire, that our house doesn't get some old rotten in it that caused it to be start falling away. But we need to work out our hearts of our life, that our heart, that our house is going to stay rigid and built right till the day that Jesus comes through the clouds of glory. If the thief of night, the Bible says, if we get lazy and say, well, I'm not going to work, my roof's leaking, but I'm just going to put it off to next year. Maybe I'll get a little room damage this year, but this is what we do. I'm talking about spiritually. We put off, hesitate sometimes, and doing the things that's a trick of the enemy. He wants us to hesitate. He wants us to not take heed to things of God. He wants us to be slack in the things of God. He wants us to not to take heart the things of God. He wants us to do it as a nonchalant kind of way. He wants us to not to take a great meaning in what we're doing. This is where we lose out many times as we come to the lower natures of ourselves. And that's why we need to pray in every day. We need to call upon God. We need to seek Him. We need to praise Him. We need to have that hallelujah glory. The glory of the Lord is our strength. And you know, that's why I really believe in the Spirit of God. The Holy Ghost is that way. He is that true dimension that keeps us presence of God upon us. The love of God shines upon us. The brilliance of God is there available day after day, hour by hour. But even that, you can pray through the Holy Spirit. I've seen this many times. But you start giving up pretty soon and you'll start backsliding. You'll get dry. You'll lose that first love. You'll lose that accountability with God. You'll lose that favor with God. You'll get to where you pray for something and nothing happens. You get that place that you're losing out. You're not having that great dimension that you need to have. And this keeping this house in order, we got to keep this house perfect before God. And I was reading today that Paul said, he said, he wants us to come in. That men would come into that perfect place with God. You know, you say, well, this is not preached. That's what God told me today, that we're not preaching the full power of God. We're taking the high points. We take out stories about Adam and Eve and things like that. We don't come down to nitty-gritty or follow those words like dimensions. Say, build this room 24 by 8. You can build it 24 by 8. You do it exactly right into the closest decimal you can put it. And that's the way with our life. We need to take heed every time we hear the word of God. We need to take time to counsel with God. I'll turn right to something. And the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Ghost. You know, the disciples, when Jesus was with them, really didn't have a lot of, they were sort of like people was not all there. They had troubles. But you know, when the day of Pentecost came and they were in one accord, the Spirit of God came upon them. There was a great unction from heaven that came down and come upon them and seal the presence of God upon them. And the Apostle Paul, as he talks about it too, you go through Paul's writing and he builds up the parts about the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God is the driving force that God uses to keep our house in shape. He gives us that ability that we need that cleaning every day or whatever thing. God, the Holy Ghost, is there living with us. If our house gets too messed up, He'll leave us. He'll not be in our house. And then we find ourselves, we're in disarray then. So we come to a place that we're actually in shambles. And so then our old house really starts falling apart. We can't cope with life itself. We need that power of the Spirit of God that enables us to help us to cope with life itself. Having the fullness of God upon us at all times. We need to have the fullness of God, not just a touch of God. We need to come out from among them that we might be separate. We might walk in His understanding, walking in His counsel, walking in His judgment, in His benediction, His glory upon us, that we might receive that engrafted pardon for us. The Bible talks about in Revelations that our nakedness can be our shame, that we're to be clothed with white raiment, that we'll not be ashamed, and those who have that shame are not going to make it in. And that's part of this covering. Our houses, you know, when you take paint sort of there for a reason, it beautifies it, but it also seals it. It keeps the weather from coming in. It keeps the bugs from coming into it, because good paint will resist what's coming against it. And that's what we need. We need that protection of the glory of God, the protection of the Holy Ghost with us, that we have that glory of God. We have that seal, as the Bible says in Ephesians, the first chapter, that we're sealed with the power of the Holy Ghost. In Ephesians, the first chapter, that we're sealed by the power of the Holy Ghost. Sealed means nothing can come in. When you seal something, it's there. It puts a vacuum in jars, whatever it is, but it seals it. It seals it from any intrusion, from any bad characteristic outside cannot get into it. And that's what the sealing of the Spirit of God is upon us, that we'll be sealed. All of our openings, there's nothing come through the crevices and come down and come against you at nighttime. He has a seal upon you. He has a special adaption for you that you might have that glory of God. The joy of the Lord can be ours. And many times, the days that we're living in, we have this beautiful house, but we don't have no joy. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. He's our strength. And many times we fight while we're not joyful, and we don't pray, we don't seek God, and we take things when they come our way, and we ponder more on what's happening than going to the one that can solve the problem. And we need to be in touch with Jesus and say, hey, I've not looked at the things that are seen, but I look for the things that are not seen. For the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are not seen are eternal. So we can pretty soon our old house starts falling apart. It gets messed up real fast. And when it gets, the farther we go, the more it gets messed up. And God wants us to have a house cleaning and also a rebuilding ceremony, that we can have a new encounter of the Lord Jesus Christ. If our old house has failed, we need to rebuild. We need to have a re-examination, that God is going to come down in a very special way and deliver us. Because many times, we'll be truthful, there's things in our heart that keeps us from actually going all the way. There's things in our heart that actually capture our lives in such a depth that we can't go all the way my Savior leads, but we just can't do it. And that's why God says we have to settle out. Seek ye first His kingdom, and then all these things shall be added. We don't want to sell. I'm talking to myself also. We got to keep working every day of our life, that I'm going to sell out every day of my life. I'm going to come through, have that glory of God. I'm going to be victorious. I'm going to walk upright before Him this day. I'm going to keep that pain in my house upright, and I'm going to have a shining, glittering house of glory that God just looks upon me. He's going to smile and say, well done. I like to see that house. We have that right, and we can build our house to the approval of God. We need the approval not of man. We need the approval of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. We have His approval on us. All is well. All is well. Hallelujah. God before us, who can be against us? Greater is He that's within us, He that's in the world. Let not your heart be troubled. So many people this day, their hearts are troubled. God has not given the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. God has not given the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and He has given us power, love, and a sound mind. He has not given us the spirit of fear. He's given us that joy unspeakable, full of glory. He's come down that we might have that light and rain in this last hour, that we can have the glory when everything else is going wrong. Everybody else is down the mully grubs. We can be victorious. We can praise you, the Lord. We're happy. Happy, happy, happy. God's people can be happy. And we have to work at it. It's something that's not given to you on a platter. When you have that new home, and you got to keep it, you got to work at it. You got to keep that up every day of your life. You can't let it get cluttered up, because if you get it cluttered up, it will mess itself up, and it'll get decay itself because of the clutter inside of it. Many times our lives are full of actually laying aside, and it's got too many weights inside of it. It's got too much things that intercede in our life that takes our attention off of God. The Bible says that He will keep in perfect peace His mind is stayed on Thee, because we trust in Thee. When we stand before God, God wants us to have singleness of mind. When we pray, we got to have singleness of mind. When we get in the Spirit, it's singleness of spirit. That's what happens. And many times why our services, God doesn't move, because we're not in depth of the Spirit. And we're partway in, but we're not really in. So God doesn't really move upon us. You got to go all the way. God wants us to be living in His favor, while He wants us to live in His holiness. He wants us also to abstain from all appearance of evil. Now that doesn't go over right very well, but that's what God wants us to do, that we might abstain from all appearance of evil. That's mean if God cannot put His approval on it, we need to back out from it. We don't need any attire with anything that's coated darkness. We need the glory of God, the lightness, our clothing lightness. I was thinking about white, how white you can put white, and you can get just a little bit of dirt on you, it shows. Well, the other thing, the other clothing's got it there, it doesn't show. So that's why God has our clothing white.
So if it gets on it, it shows. It shows. Oh, look at that. It shows. It shows.
God wants us to be, He wants us to show us to the nations. He wants His people to be in the glory while we're here. Up there, it's not going to make, but while we're here, we're to shine like the nations of God. God wants us, He wanted Israel to shine. And that's, if you read His books all the way through, from the Old Testament through, God wanted Israel to be a shining example of God's power, of God's glory, that God could keep them. And yet, they vacated that spot. But we do the same thing. God give us the Holy Ghost. He's given us a visitation that we can have all power, that we can have all goodness, we can have all favor, and yet we throw it away. We get even away for a little wimp. If I get my feelings hurt, oh, I'm going to have a pity party. I'm going to get down there, and I'm just going to sit down and not going to do nothing. We can have our pity parties. We can have everything we want, but it's not going to move God. God wants us to be a vessel of praise. God wants us to be a vessel of honor. God wants us to be a vessel who would give His glory to Him, that He would have that honor and the love. The love of God is constrains us to move through the Spirit of God, and we can say we have God. If we have no love, love is something that we all have to have. Love comes from God. And God wants to have our house full of His love. It should be pouring out the windows, pouring out the all the openings, just love oozing out, love just flowing out. God won't care. Oh, glory to God. I see that love just flowing up, and everybody gets touched. They get healed. They get set free, and they'll move mightily. And that's what God's looking for some people. They'll have the love of God so enveloped in them that they just, every place they go, the love of God just shines upon. The love of God saturates the enemy, and he can't find any breath. He has to vacate. He has to leave, and his people have to do the same thing. But God wants us full of the Holy Ghost. He wants us full of His love. He wants us full of the entire of God, that God can be the orchestrator, the leader of our lives. God wants to be the leader. Blessed pastors, they're okay, but they're not a leader. God's the leader. God is the leader. God is the way maker. He is the truth. No one comes to the Father but by Him. Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. God ordained Jesus. No other name in heaven whereby you could be saved. All in the name of Jesus. That wonderful name. You don't get it through the Church of God, the Assemblies of God, but it's in the name of Jesus. All these are helps that God has while we're here to get to Jesus. When we get to Jesus, that it's supposed to be, from that time on, we're in Jesus' hands. And that's when we start walking to do some work for the Lord. Well, until that time, we're sort of like drones. We're out here, we can't hold our own weight. You know, that's the way I see mechanics in shops. And they went for years and they couldn't hold their own weight. They just could not have, they didn't have enough knowledge. They didn't have enough what it took to be a good mechanic. And that's the way we are. Many times we don't have enough of God to have that, carry that load that God wishes for us to carry. That we would satisfy, that we would glorify, we would testify through our lives, that our lives would be a written testimony from heaven. That every place you see, they see the glory of God. They see the love of God. They see the God Himself upon you. If this house shines brilliantly because it's grown from just a house, it's no longer a house, it becomes a vessel of praise. It's God's house. It's the glory of God. God wants to shine. The Bible says that He didn't come to move in the houses of men that built, but He wants to live in this house here. In this house, God wants to come and occupy. The Spirit of God needs to occupy in your life and my life, that we might be possessed by God the Father. If God possesses it, we don't have to worry. God will keep us through the times of troubles, through the times of discouragement, through the times of when we're hurting, through the times we're sick. God's going to meet your need. God's going to bless you. God's going to uplift you. He's going to make His face to shine upon you, be merciful to you, and lift up His countenance upon you and give you praise, give you honor. God wants to lift up His people. And the Bible said He will show us the path of life. In His presence, fullness of joy, in His right hand, pleasures evermore. In His presence, fullness of joy. Fullness in His right hand, pleasures evermore. Glory to God. That's God. If God be for you, who can be against you? We're more than conquerors through Him which loved us. I persuade neither life nor death nor angels, which found anything from them, neither height nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. We need to have that in our heart, that we're so possessed by the Word of God, we're possessed by the glory of God, that we're a living epistle of God that you've written. Men out there can see, and you don't have to say nothing. The glory of God is all over you. The presence of God is with you. It becomes a like a signboard that shines. The shine that no one needs to describe. They know that you're a child of God. They know God's going to take care of you. You know, I was reading this tonight that God said, it says, for those who give their heart to the Lord, and if someone comes to get you, it will be God that takes care of you. He will fight that one. He will come in and take your side. God will run interference for you. He will bless you. He will do some things for you that no one else can do. He will help you through times of testing. I went through few schools myself, and God helped me in those times of testing when you have to search, and God gives the answers. God's ever for you. He's ever with you. He's ever available. He is the absolute glory. He's here to thrill you. He's here to set you free. We're more than conquerors. And what the world means today is setting free. They've been entangled too long with the old man. The natural man received not the things of the Spirit of God, but foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, for his spiritually discerned. God wants us to be full of His presence, full of His glory. It will shine like the light from heaven. Glory to God. I praise you, God. I thank you, Lord, that you're real. I thank you that you're faithful, Lord. I thank you for your loving kindness. I pray that you'd bless America this night from the very crown of the head to the very soul of the feet. Father, I pray for a mighty blessing this night. I pray that you'd heal souls out there as this message goes right now, that you'll heal lives, that you'll touch them this night in Jesus' name. Set them free this night. Lord God, give them a new start, a new makeover. Give them the glory of God. Let them feel the joy of the Lord. Let them feel that everlasting presence of God, that God is real. He's faithful. He'll not leave you. And Father, I pray, Lord God, for the mighty hand to be upon those this night that are going through troubles. I pray that they might receive extra help this night. I pray that they would meet the needs of those out there tonight. If they'll call upon you, that you will meet their needs in a very special way. Father, I pray this night that they'll have victory this night. I pray for America this night. I pray for the world this night. I pray for Israel this night. We pray for Israel that's having that time of struggling right now. I pray that you'd bless them a mighty way. Bless Israel. Bless Israel. Bless those who are praying for Israel. Bless those, for Israel is thy people. And Father, we just give you glory and honor. We thank you for what a wonderful day. We thank you for that peace like a mighty river. I feel the glory of God coming down. And Father, I pray that you touch each one of our heart lies in this room in a very special way. And Father, if there be a special need this night, I pray, Lord God, meet that need in the wonderful name of Jesus. Lord, I just praise you. For I, the Lord thy God, am here in a very powerful way, says the Lord God. I'm here to help thee this night, that thou would rebuild thy house, O one. Thou would rebuild what thou hast started. And I was started well, but thou must continue. Thou must complete what thou hast started. My people, many have started well, but I find them this night, they vacated their homes. They've been vacated. And I say, the enemy has taken over. But I say this night, it's time that thou shalt come back and take my power, that you might be set free and have a new start, a new direction, that you might build yourself properly, that you might build yourself wisely in the Lord Jesus Christ, that I should give thee a new strength, a new power, a new desire, that thou would be more than conquerors through the Lord thy God that thou servest. And I shall bless thee, and I shall anoint thee, and I shall strengthen thee, and I shall help thee. Look not to the right, nor look to the left. Do not look to others, but I, the Lord, look to the Lord thy God. If thou shalt look to the Lord thy God here tonight shall heal thee, bring favor to thee, bring glory upon thee, and give thee a new touch, a new joy, and thou can have peace. Thou can have peace that thou hast not had for many years. I shall give thee my peace. I shall give thee my joy. For I'm here not to scold thee this night, but I'm here to help thee. Call upon me, and I will answer thee, and I'll show you great and mighty things that thou knowest not, said the Spirit of God. I pray, Father, that your will be done tonight. Move upon your people in a mighty way. Let them know that we love them, that I love them. We love them. We want to have people that they have your best. Father, I just pray that you touch in a mighty way. Bring strength. Bring visitation to the people that need that visitation this night. And Lord, we thank you for this wonderful day.
Father, I thank you for the privilege of being able to speak one more time for you this day. And I thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen.